This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A prominent economist with eclectic interests has died. Princeton's Alan Krueger, who once chaired President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors, took his own life, according to his family. He was 58. Over the years, Krueger sometimes contributed his wisdom here on Marketplace. Our senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, was well acquainted with Krueger's work. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thanks for having me, David.
Dr. Krueger was into so much. I remember work he did on how the opioid epidemic was a major suspect in America's low labor force participation rate, so many people who've quit even looking for work.
Yeah, as you said, he was eclectic. He had a lot of interests. He wrote sort of a famous article about rockonomics. And yet the core of his work was, how do we make the life of everyday workers better? He upended the profession when he looked at the minimum wage. And if you think about the economics profession, there'd be these pronouncements for years. You cannot raise the minimum wage because then the unemployment rate of low-skilled workers will go up. And he and a colleague, David Card, they ask a question. Is that true? And they come with this really clever empirical study that said, well, the minimum wage went up in New Jersey, which is where they're looking, and it didn't have the negative employment effects that the profession thinks.
The connection of economics to livelihoods and how people live their lives. And I saw just last week, Alan Krueger was lecturing at Stanford on how giving money out to people, universal basic income, or what some call negative taxation, he was lecturing on how that's become controversial after once being embraced by both the left and the right.
He was into a lot of things. So universal basic income. He did important work with non-compete clauses. And one of the areas that everyone's puzzling by is, why aren't wages going up? You know, we have this relatively low unemployment rate, but wages just aren't going up. A cleaning person working for, you know, a small firm may have a non-compete clause that if he or she leaves the job, they can't take their skills in cleaning an office to a competitor. Now, that means you're not able to go for better wages. It means you're less mobile. Again, it's asking those questions. How can we boost the employment of people? What is the real effect of policy?
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot.